Where would you keep cows?
Pasture.
Suppose there were an indoor place, or a shelter of some sort.
Shelter? The cows in the barn. I guess you could put them in the barn.
All right. How about horses?
Put them in the corral, put them in the barn, put them in the pasture.
All right. Is there a special place outside where they might milk cows?
The corral is all I can think of.
All right. How about a place for hogs and pigs?
Sty.
All right. Does this have a shelter or is it completely open?
Don't know.
All right. Do you know what people used to do with their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
Churned it.
Well, where do they keep it, though?
Ah. Where do they keep it? I have no idea. Underground? I don't know where they put it.
All right. Do you know what
they Ice did? House, no. Ice house, maybe.
What they did with potatoes?
No.
Okay. What would you call a commercial farm for milk and...
Dairy farm.
All right, good. Does that word dairy mean anything else to you other than that kind of farm?
No.
All right. Do you have a name for the place around the barn where you might let the animals walk around?
Now, that may be the term, what did I just say? I said it a minute ago, the corral.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's usually a fenced area mm-hmm. around a barn, mm-hmm. right?
Do you know anything about raising cotton?
Do I know anything? No, I don't.
For instance, did you ever hear what it's called when you thin the cotton out, when you hoe between the rows of cotton?
No.
Okay. Do you know any names for grass, undesirable grass that grows up in a cotton field, or in any kind of field, I suppose?
Weeds.
Okay. Any specific types?
No.
All right. Cotton and corn grow in a big
field.
Mm-hmm. And do you know a name for a smaller area? You might say a watermelon?
Patch.
Is that what patch means, a smaller area than a field?
Hmm. Yes. But I somehow associate it with a specific vegetable or plant mm-hmm. or fruit.
Anything else?
Tomato patch, watermelon patch, bean patch.
Hmm.
I guess it means just a small...
Mm-hmm. With just one type of crop growing in?
Usually, yeah. I think that's the way I think of it.
Okay. If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what might you put in her nest to fool her?
An egg? Or a tennis ball?
Okay, if it were an egg, what might it be made of, if it were not a real egg?
Beats hell on me. Plastic? I don't know.
All right. What are your best dishes made of?
China.
So if you had an egg made of that, you'd call it a...
A China egg?
Yes, thank you. Okay, what would you use to carry water in?
A bucket.
Mm-hmm. What would it be made of?
Aluminum.
How about if it were at the well?
Wood.
Okay. How about something you'd carry milk in?
Pail.
What's the difference between a pail and a bucket?
I don't think there is any. It's just what you associate it with.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then what would you carry the scraps out to the pigs in?
Bucket.
What kind of a bucket?
Garbage bucket? Garbage pail?
Okay.
That's curious.
Would you say either one, bucket or pail?
I'd say garbage pail. Or perhaps garbage can.
Mm-hmm. All right, fine.
Yeah.
And then what do you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
All right, do you ever call that anything else?
Skillet, frying pan.
Would you use frying pan?
Sure, I think so.
All right. Did you ever see an older one that had legs on it that use it for cooking in the fireplace?
I think so.
Do you know what it would be called?
No.
Have you heard of a spider?
Nope.
Okay. How about something big and black that they might have kept out in the backyard to boil clothes in?
If it wasn't black, I'd have said a number 3 wash tub. But